I'm Hayden Savage for ECNN. Time now for your latest news update. Today is Friday, January 28th. The Fulton County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a man who ran from police and has been wanted since July. According to a press release from the Sheriff's Office, the department received information that Timothy Dover Jr. was in the Agnes area. Dover was a parole absconder and had been hiding from Sharp County authorities since July 2nd of 2021. He has a felony warrant and nationwide extradition. A county deputy, along with a parole and probation officer, went to the location that Dover was reported to be in. He was spotted walking between Highway 62 and a wooded area within the county. When Dover spotted authorities, he fled into the woods. The Arkansas State Police and Salem Police Department assisted in the search, and the North Central Unit Dog Team was called in to assist a short time later. After several hours, authorities called off the search, but the following morning, authorities received a call stating that a person matching Dover's description was seen again in the same area. Fulton County deputies, the Arkansas State Police, Arkansas Highway Patrol, and parole and probation officers returned to the area to pick up the search again. A Baxter County Sheriff's Office provided its helicopter, and the North Central Unit Dog Team responded to the scene. After closing in on Dover, he was apprehended in a creek bed between Old Peace Valley Road and the Day Road. Fulton County authorities would like to thank all involved in the search. Police confirmed on late Thursday evening that three people were found dead on Somerfield Drive in Houston, Missouri. Multiple organizations are involved in the investigation, but police say the public is not in any danger. Details are scarce at this time, but we expect to learn more sometime this afternoon. A Shannon County man was arrested by the Highway Patrol on multiple warrants. Arrest records show Doolin Youngblood of Birchtree, Missouri, was arrested for two felony Howe County warrants for possession of a controlled substance, three misdemeanor West Plains Police Department warrants for traffic offenses, two misdemeanor Shannon County warrants for traffic offenses, three Mountain View Police Department warrants for traffic offenses, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Youngblood was taken to the Howe County Jail and was placed on bond. An Illinois woman was arrested on DWI charges in Texas County. According to arrest records, 35-year-old Ashley Olson of DuCoin, Illinois, faces charges for driving while intoxicated, prior offender, and driving while suspended. Olson was processed and released. Route P in Oregon County will be reduced to one lane as Missouri Department of Transportation crews replace a culvert under the roadway. This section of roadway is located near County Road 307, or approximately 4 miles from Alton. Weather permitting, the work will take place on Monday, January 31st from 7:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Work zones will be marked with signs, and motorists are urged to use caution while traveling through the area. For more information, visit MoDOT.org or call 1-888-ASK-MODOT. The North Arkansas Electric Cooperative is accepting applications for the Youth Tour to Washington, D.C. and its scholarship program. Both applications are available at NAECI.com and through your high school counselor. High school juniors may apply for the Youth Tour. NAEC will send up to 5 teenagers on the all-expense-paid trip to Washington, D.C. on June 17th through the 23rd. Winners will explore historic monuments and museums, visit with U.S. senators and representatives, and meet students from across the country. NAEC must receive completed applications by March 18th. As for high school seniors, they may apply for the Operation Roundup Scholarship Program. It is funded by members who volunteer to have their electric bill, quote, rounded up each month. In 2021, 20 students were awarded $1,000 scholarships. Completed applications must be postmarked or dropped off to NAEC by April 13th. For both programs, applicants' parents or legal guardians must be NAEC members. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative serves more than 37,000 active accounts throughout 7 counties. The cooperative's headquarters is located in Salem, and full-service offices are located in Ash Flat and Mountain Home. For more information, visit NAECI.com or call 870-895-3221. The Ozark Small Business Incubator held a reception last night in honor of their 10-year anniversary. I spoke to CEO Heather Fisher about last night's activities.
Well, OSBI brought in its donors and original founders and entrepreneurs we worked with for a little celebration of our 10 years, and wanted to really share the history of how we got to this point of the open, because I don't think many people know that this building where the incubator is housed in West Plains was purchased in 2005, and that we did not open until January of 2012. And so there was a lot of effort that went into getting to the point where we could even open our doors. And then we shared some of the stories of some of the successful entrepreneurs we have worked with over the years. And really, last night was just about a celebration of those two things and trying to share the vision for the future. My only regret is due to COVID. We had to really limit the numbers of people, but throughout the year coming up, throughout this year of 2022, our 10-year, we will be having additional events open to the public, and look forward to celebrating our history and our future with entrepreneurs across the region.
Fisher also tells us what services Osby offers.
What we do is, you know, people reach out to us with an idea all the time. You know, I've got an idea for the business, or maybe I'd like to purchase a business. And what we really do is we invest in that person, our time and our resources, to help them determine whether that's a business they should move forward with. So Osby provides workshops where they can get a broad overview of what it means to start a business. We also provide one-on-one mentoring for free where they can come in and visit with us, and we'll answer their questions and give them the resources to move their idea forward. And then we also have our microloan program, and I'm so excited that we now have been able to increase the amount to $50,000. And so that really can help a business either start or an existing business expand. And so we try to surround each entrepreneur with the unique resources they need to really move their idea forward and to open a sustainable business.
For more information on the Ozark Small Business Incubator, visit OZSBI.com. The West Plains R7 School District is preparing for its Pink Out game coming up on Monday. ECNN's Rick Harris spoke to event organizers about the event, and he has more.
In the studio with us today, we've got head Lady Zizzer basketball coach Scott Womack. Also, a former familiar face there on the Lady Zizzer bench, Miss Sammy Radosovich, is with us as well. Tell us about the big Pink Out night.
All right. So like Coach Womack said, it's our 10th year, and we have a big goal this year. We're trying to get $20,000, which would be our highest we've ever had. I think the second highest, our highest we've had, is $16,200. So we're trying to get that 20, which is a lofty goal, but we feel like we have lots of things going on that we could hopefully get that. So this year we have an set of Oculus virtual reality sets, and then an Xbox X we are raffling off at the game. Tickets can be purchased still, and we'll be selling those at the game as well. They are one ticket for $10 or three for $25. And then we also just have, you know, a lot going on at the game. So getting people to come to the game would be the best thing. So we can, you know, we have food being served. Jacob and Erica Garrett, they sponsor our food that we are buying to sell at the game, as well as we are also selling ribs, pre-ordering those to be picked up the day before the Super Bowl. So we're having a meal at the game, pulled pork sandwiches. We also are going to be selling Sugar Lily cupcakes. And then Jeff Wood also donated some of his famous cookies as well to be sold at the game. So a lot going on at the game, getting there to just purchase those things to help with that $20,000 goal.
To hear the full discussion, visit our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. I'm Hayden Savage for ECNN. Get more news, sports, and weather on our website, ecomnewsnetwork.com. Streaming live on all your devices, including Amazon Alexa, Echo Dot, Google Smart Speakers, the ECNN News app, and more. We're everywhere you need us. Don't forget to watch for tractors and other farming equipment on the roadway. Never follow too close. At ECNN, we care.